The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
Hey, baseball fans, are you counting down the days to opening day? Well, Disruption Network has you covered. The Baseline, the D-Zone baseball podcast, is back with Season 2 and all new episodes all season long, Sunday nights, 7:30 p.m. on the D. Get your baseball fix as JP and SPG run down the news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get fantasy tips, player rankings, team previews, interviews, and more. You can catch the Baseline and all of Disruption Network's programming by checking out DisruptionNetwork.net, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, Facebook, and Stitcher. Keep it inside the Baseline all season long, only on the D.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving, relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyevwofrome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.
Yo, law infidels, that's right. It's Hacker Hameen.
This is Al Schneer from the band Mo.
Hey, this is Corey Glover from Living Color.
And you're listening to EC Radio.
And you're listening to EC Radio.
Live on EC Radio with the Z-Man. So take the pizza out of your fat moron mouse. Sit back and listen before I give you a $5 face slap. You'll never forget, infidels. Yo, law.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
Hey, Ma, I just want you to know I'm eating good today. That's for damn sure. Everybody in the studio, I'm letting their mothers know that they're eating really well today. It's EC Radio. Man, there's a lot of good food in here today. How did this happen? All of a sudden, it just happened. And it's good to have good friends. That's for damn sure. That's what happens around here. What up, everybody? It is EC Radio time. We are live and direct from the Disruption Network studio. You can follow along on all our Disruption Network social media platforms, as well as it's rolled up into a nice little bundle and lives at DisruptionNetwork.net. Man, but wait, before we get into anything, I gotta give love and respect out to my sponsors. Give it up to Utica Coffee. Wake the hell up, Utica. WakeTheHellUp.com. Check them out. The best coffee in the world. I love this here. Wait, listen. So good. Anyways, thank you so much to Utica Coffee, as well as Saranac and our friends over at Nye Volkswagen Rome, EJA Moving Services, and the John Devereaux Tavern. Thank you to all our sponsors, and hopefully my listeners will support our sponsors. That's how it goes in this world. So joining me today, my good friend Gina Scampone from Summerfest. Wow. Right. Good to see you, baby. Love that facha. We got a big announcement we're going to make in a little bit.
So excited.
But we got interrupted today, but interrupted in a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way, for sure. We got interrupted.
Phenomenal.
But Daryl and I, my friend Daryl, has walked into the studio with all this food, and he has a new food truck out there. First of all, these guys got balls for having a food truck out in the middle of winter right now. But Break from the Grind is the name of their food truck, and they're out parked right out in front of the D studio right now, and they're a farm-to-table food truck, right?
Farm-to-truck.
Pull up your mic, man. Steve and Daryl on with us today. Thank you guys so much for bringing all this delicious food, man.
No worries. Anytime, man.
Get up a little closer, Steve. I know you're a talker, so yeah, right? We want you to project.
Yeah, right? I'm not very shy at that, that's for sure.
Right.
Well, thank you for having us, and I'm glad we were able to bring you some food. Yeah, we're a farm-to-truck food truck. 80 to 85% of our product is brought to you from the New York State area.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are working with the piggery in Ithaca, is where we get all of our pork product from. We're getting all of our beef, which is 100% grass-fed beef, from Side Hill Farmers in Manlius, New York, and they source that out of Canastota. And we also have hemp from Eaton Hemp Farms.
They got a hemp mescaline salad, Gina. Right?
A hemp salad, yes, we do.
It reminded me of hanging out on Shakedown Street.
It's really good. Really, really tasty. And we do our own homemade lemon herb vinaigrette with that.
Okay.
We do our own pickled red onions. We have a pork cheddar sandwich. We have 100% pork hot dogs. That is award-winning hot dogs from the Ithaca Piggery. Non-nitrate, non-GMO. We also can load that up with our homemade chili.
Mm.
And we call that the sloppy dog.
The sloppy dog is with that. And then we also do chili in a bread bowl as well.
Mm. And I seen that, chili in a bread bowl.
Yep.
Here,
let me
grab this right here. Yep, for vegetarians, we do a spicy homemade black bean burger.
There's the chili in the bread bowl. That looks really, really good. How cool is that, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to have a little thing. We can do a lot of our stuff gluten-free.
Yep.
We can do a lot of our stuff. We have some stuff for vegetarians. We're trying to just make it so local businesses, local farms all come together and, you know, you can get some good food at a good price. You know, so we're trying to get out there that you don't need to go to the big chains for quick food that's going to cost you about the same as it would to come to see us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get better food. You're going to feel better. You know, it's not going to, you're not getting all the
steroids and GMOs and all that crap.
I can tell you exactly what farm we get our product from.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Very
cool. Right, I could go and just walk up to the guy and say, "Hey, I want that pig," and it'll be in my truck the next day.
poor Hank.
Hank got cooked up this week. Hank got cooked up this week.
Even the piggery that we work with, they do everything right. They process only what they need. They don't overprocess. They process it. And they use every single piece of that. So nothing goes to waste.
Nice.
And that's our same idea with our food truck. We try to make nothing goes to waste. We use everything.
Our bread comes from Heartstone Bakery.
In Earlville, New York. Heartstone Bakery.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of her, look
her up.
She's
about to come up. She's about to blow up.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It really is.
Her bread is absolutely phenomenal. She doesn't use preservatives or anything like that. She does sourdough, wheat,
it
rye.
Smells like bread. It tastes like bread.
She's amazing.
Gentlemen, I got to tell you, your timing is perfect because today we have a festival promoter on.
Awesome.
And we can get your truck in that festival.
We didn't know this.
It's fortuitous. Really cool.
Perfect timing.
Fortuitous for the both of us.
Perfect timing.
It seems to be, that's how it's been happening lately for us. We've just been in
the right, place,
right spot
at
the right time.
So.
Yeah. You guys got balls of having that truck out in the middle of winter, though.
We're new, so we need to get out there.
You're probably the only food truck that's out there right now, correct?
We haven't seen another one out there yet. Mm-hmm. So
the only way to get your name out there is by being out there. So, I mean, you know.
It's got to cause some troubles, though, like your water tank freezing up and stuff like that.
We've
learned how to deal with it very quickly.
We have to cycle our water every single day, just so it doesn't freeze and everything like that. So, but hey, it's part of it, you know. Break from the Grind is to give people a break from their lunch, you know, take a lunch break and come get some great food, and we're grinding. So that's what we do. And we got tired of the corporate business, you know, kind of restaurant chains and stuff like that. And we wanted to do our own thing. And, you know, this is our break from what we used to grind out, you know.
Yes.
This is now we're passionate about having our own product, our own business, you know. And so we take pride in what we do.
Chicken, make sure you grab something to eat in here, bro. Yeah, there's tons of food from our good friends over here. Yeah, break from the grind. Do you have a social media or anything you can plug?
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, we're on the Instagram and Facebook. It is both Break from the Grind.
B-R-A-K-E.
B-R-A-K-E as in stop,
yep, break.
You know, when you get that light on your car that you're supposed to go get it fixed? Yeah, that's us. Yep. This started about a year ago. We were out just like every place we went to. We were looking at spots and spaces or whatever.
Nothing
was like what we wanted.
So we're like, let's just take it to the streets.
Let's go work the corner.
Like, beautiful.
At restaurants, you have to have all your stuff brought to you. We actually go to Ithaca. We go to Manlius.
We put the work in.
We pick up this stuff. She makes her bread. We pick it up that day, you know, and then that pig that we get is from that week. None of this stuff is fresh.
And it's local. It's inside New York State,
yep.
Yeah,
which is
that's awesome.
That's local,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Regional, local, yeah. Perfect. Regional, and local. If you want to see the pig they cooked today, it's on our Instagram. We did a live Instagram a little while
His
ago. His name was Hank.
That's Break from the Grind, B-R-A-K-E from the Grind. We are on Instagram and we are on Facebook.
Yes,
and we will have a website eventually here.
You guys are awesome, and right? Thank you so much for feeding us. See, Daryl, there's a reason why I didn't kick you out of the bar for being drunks all those years, right?
I don't drink like I used to, but I can still try to get kicked out of a bar. It's called Clenzo. Get him down here.
Get Clenzo.
Shout out to which one? Mike Clenzo?
Anthony,
too, huh?
And Mike.
California. Both my boys. And JP was saying you used to cook it up big time over at the Radisson back in the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good ups. Big ups, man.
Well, let's hear your venture here.
Absolutely. Well, this is pretty exciting today. It is very exciting. Not only did we get a bunch of food from Break from the Grind, but Gina's here, who's been a longtime friend of mine for so many years, and it's cool that we can get together and collaborate on some things. And this year, coming up, Summerfest, the second annual Summerfest, is happening when?
June 13, 14.
So you're only doing it 2 days this year.
We're doing it 2 days. We dropped Saturday, and we extended Thursday, Friday. So we're really catering to the downtown crowd and the business crowd and, you know, that lunchtime. And then we're just going to start the music at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we're taking it right through 9 o'clock at night.
Ah, beautiful. So
I know.
Longer times. And
thank you to Mayo Palmieri for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. Him and I are judges in the Meatball of Madness contest this weekend.
All right, so how do we get our truck down there?
That's after the podcast, pal. All right, take it easy. Take it easy.
Her time.
We'll discuss business after. No, but that's cool. And then you shortened up the days, too. Last year you did 3 days. And unfortunately, last year, if you remember, of course you remember, but the last day was so cold in the middle of June.
Because Thursday it was like 75 and 80, and then Friday, Saturday, it was 50 degrees, and it was windy, and it was just cloudy and drizzly.
It was horrible. In the middle of June.
And I had a Jimmy Buffett band that day.
So we were freezing away in Margaritaville. We were freezing away in Margaritaville.
It was cold. It was cold.
A frozen parrot on his shoulder.
So, you know, we wanted to extend the days. We wanted to extend the music. And we did that with Thursday, Friday. And we dropped Saturday.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
You know, June, people are getting ready for whether it's graduation parties or opening up their camps or things like that. So we're really focusing on the weekdays. And, you know, if you remember good old summertime.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they used to do.
Yeah, you know, I miss good old summertime.
I know.
But you're bringing that whole spirit back, especially where it's located, too, because it's blocked off on Genesee Street from where the Radisson is, or what's it called, the Courtyard Marriott?
Delta Marriott.
Delta Marriott.
It will always be the Sheridan to me, okay?
Sheridan.
So from there, you have it blocked off to there all the way down to, is it Columbia Street?
Elizabeth
to Blandina. Mm-hmm. And that's a good couple blocks right there.
Yes. So we're incorporating, again, the State Office Building Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing this year with the plaza is we're we're leaving the plaza for like a green space cafe. So when people get their food and their drinks and they want to go sit down, we're making the plaza a beautiful place for them to just go sit and relax. They can hear the music from where they're sitting. We're having the music. We're having a stage this year, obviously. And that's going to be the same place we had it last year. But you'll be able to hear the music from there, sit down, relax. It's going to be beautiful.
You mentioned stage.
Stage.
So the stage, you're not going to be bringing in the old band shuttle from.
No,
because you're up in the game
a
little bit.
Up in the game.
Level up, if you will.
A little bit.
You're going to level up this year for Summerfest.
We are.
And we'll get into it. Let's hang on to that for a little second. But there's going to be a professional stage at the end of Genesee Street.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have Joe Finelli handling everything for me. Mm-hmm. And you can't beat him.
No, you can't.
You can't beat him.
No, he's top dog.
Yeah, he's got all that coming in,
uh-huh.
along with his top-notch professionalism. Mm-hmm. So it's going to look good. It's going to sound good.
And I got to give love and respect to Elliot, his right-hand man over there. Elliot's the man.
Yes.
I love that dude.
Yes.
And he's top-notch when it comes to running sound, too.
It's just a great outfit.
Yeah.
Great outfit.
It really is. Are you going to have like the gospel choir come back and do that little march like you did last year? I thought that was super cool.
That was really cool. It was a great way to open it. I haven't talked to them yet, but I am certainly open to having them come back. You know, what I've been doing all winter, basically, is just really planning the roster, mm-hmm. you know, the music. That was my major focus. That was my first focus. So I really needed to get all that in place. And both days are set, full of music. And so now I can fill in. I would love to have the gospel choir back. I thought they were so good. I do have a couple spaces open within the daytimes that, you know, we had that dance group from Dance Center.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
them
when they came in? They did a little intermission break.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a half hour blocked off. I would like to have them back. You know, really bring those families in there.
Okay.
Are
you going to have the freaks come back and they're doing a little parade? The guy in the ball and the mime? And
no, my money went to the band instead.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that in a little
bit,
too.
Yeah. So, no, we're not bringing those in.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm really thinking about that Office Olympics gig. I can't let that go. I think that would be fun. It's something that can be done simultaneous with the music.
And they're like almost like back in the day type of thing.
You remember the bed races?
The bed races.
The bed races,
yeah.
And the waiter races,
the
right?
Waiter
the
races.
Waiter races, yeah.
I would like to get, you know, food trucks are welcome, of course, and obviously they're prevalent out on the scene, if you will, now. But I'd love to have, I'm inviting the restaurants to come in, the brick and mortars. If they want to come in, obviously I can't get to all of them and personally invite them. But if they're watching any of them and they want to come in, they're more than welcome to come in and set up a booth.
Cool. How did they get in touch with you?
My Facebook page, okay. The Event Co., my personal Facebook page, UticaSummerfest.com. There's a vendor form right on there, a button. All they have to do is click. It'll come directly to me.
Right on. Very cool. Cool. We got some good things in the works, man. Summerfest is going to be a great time. So Thursday, what you're going to do is you're going to go more towards the blues side of things, right? The blues,
yeah.
Blues, rock and roll type
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah. Well, I really, I have a great partnership with the Blues Society this year. And I really want to utilize those bands. I have actually Harley Davidson of Utica is sponsoring that. And we're starting off 11 o'clock on Thursday, Fabulous Mojos. So, do you remember Nelson?
I don't.
Nelson Rudiak, you don't?
From WUR.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, way back. So, Nelson's going to open it up with his band, Fabulous Mojos, and Thursday's going to be a little different because my time frames run 75-minute segments.
Okay.
Okay, 75-minute sets.
Which is great.
Right?
Yeah, because usually when you're playing in a festival, and I've played a bunch of them throughout the years, you get half hour.
Right.
You know,
okay, so
40 minutes.
75-minute nonstop sets. The musicians are all jazzed about it. But Thursday, I didn't want a break between, if you figure they're starting at 11, that break's going to hit right in the middle of lunch hour. So Fabulous Mojos and the Blues Crew are going to be collaborating and they're going to be playing together and make that transition from one band to the other.
Cool. So there's going to be no dead air whatsoever.
So that's 3 hours of nonstop music on Thursday. So that's going to be really cool, 11 to 2.
As the jam scene calls it, a band segue.
Right? It's going to be really cool. And both Kathy Timian and Nelson Rudiak are in both of those bands.
Oh, cool.
But the sounds of the two bands are completely different. And you can find those guys on Facebook as well. You know, Fabulous Mojos, they're more, you know, energized and Mardi Gras and that kind of feel. And Kathy and the Blues Crew, I mean, they're going to segue really nice into that late lunch crowd. And then when everybody goes back up to their office spaces and goes to work, we're still going to be playing on Genesee Street. But it's going to be some nice music. Nice music, yeah. I'm excited.
And you go till 9 o'clock at night.
We go through 9 o'clock at
night. Now, is there going to be beer? That's always the popular question in Utica. Is there beer? It's the first question. There's a concert.
Is there beer?
There's a hockey game. Is there beer?
I'm not going to go unless you drink. I'm gluten free. I can't drink beer.
There's a high school graduation. Is there beer?
There's beer. So let me first start by saying that, you know, this festival would not be possible without the sponsorships of Adirondack Bank. And FX Caprara is on with me this year, Frank Mastrovito with FX Caprara. So I am eternally grateful for them. They are my presenting sponsors of Utica Summerfest. There's going to be lots of beer. we're going to have the Ultra Beer and Cider Garden. So Michelob Ultra is our sponsor this year for the Beer and Cider Garden. And I'm very excited about that. Those guys have been so good to me, awesome to work with. I just met with them again this week. We're really putting a lot into planning and what's on tap and what we're going to do. And they're going to bring some of their breweries down, not to pour. Everything's going to be poured from the tap, but like Omegang and Southern Tier, those guys will be there actually present at the festival as well. So
nice.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of cool. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you're going to have a bunch of vendors and little kids' area bringing in the hockey again. I mean, they have the little hockey right coming in.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. You know, that state office building, I really want to use for just
chill.
I want people to be able to go and sit and relax. Mm-hmm. And Commissioner DeStito has been great with us and the festival. And I just want to make it a nice place for her and for everybody that's going to come, the community.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Friday.
Okay.
Friday.
Well, we didn't finish Thursday.
Oh, we didn't, huh?
Oh, boy.
No.
I'm sorry. I get ahead of myself.
Yeah, so we're only at 2 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay.
So.
Oh, we're only at 2 o'clock. See what happens?
We got 7 more hours.
And there's beer.
Thursday after the Blues Crew, my uncle, actually, I have both of my uncles in Summerfest this year. So Joe LaPaglia, he's a solo artist. You've seen him. He's up at Valley View a lot in the summertime. He's going to be really chill. He's got a great musical library, actually. So he does everything, you know, funky to, you know, again, he'll bring that rhythm and blues feel. And it's going to be some decent music that everybody can work and play at the same time.
Okay.
And then
big ups to Uncle Joe.
Big ups to Uncle Joe.
And he just recently played Jerry's retirement party.
No, that's Uncle Jim.
Oh, that's Uncle Jim.
That's Uncle Jim.
We got a talented family, huh?
I do. Yeah, I do. I didn't get any of it, but I do.
Oh, that's not true. We still have some of your artwork hanging up over here.
Yeah.
It's over there behind Steve.
I would like to sing, though.
Mm-hmm.
So Uncle Jim will bring two of us, him and Kevin,
okay,
will come in and bring two of us. What is it? 5 to 7? I think I have them on Thursday. And then I'm bringing in Atlas.
Wow.
Yeah, which
now
is a,
that's a flash.
That's a flashback. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. They're all over the place.
They're back. Like, yeah.
They never stop.
They never stop.
They never stop.
Did they move away?
Well, they're like out Rochester, Syracuse now.
Okay. Yeah. So they're probably playing the Casino del Lago and stuff like that.
They play a lot. They play a lot of festivals, actually. Like, I know they play Festa Italiano. They bring a ton of people into that festival. So I am really excited and really proud to have Atlas on Thursday night. Thursday night's going to rock.
I haven't heard that name since, 1989.
Well, they started in 1981. And
that was Atlas Classified.
Atlas Linen Company. Atlas Linen Company. Remember that?
I never knew they never stopped.
They never. I don't think they ever stopped. They might have had a break here and there. I don't know, but they're going strong. One of the founding members is in. Then there's another gentleman in. I think it's like 24 years he's been in, something like that. They've been in a long time, these guys.
They've Man, if you got Atlas, might as well bring in 805.
Right? I know. I thought about that.
Did you? Next year. Next year.
Next year.
Right? I thought about that.
Okay, so Atlas, that's incredible.
Right?
Flashback, big time.
Let's go
Flashback.
Back to Palm Beach Club, 805.
Yeah.
Palm Beach Club, remember that? So, yeah, so I think it's going to be a nice transition of music throughout the day. You know, we're going to start with that blues feeling and... You know, that'll carry through. Uncle Joe'll start, you know, turning up that little funk a little bit. And Uncle Jim rocks. You know, I'm sure they're going to bring a great rocking set. They do that Golden Age stuff. They do that Beatles and Petty. They rock Petty. Yeah, they do a lot of good stuff. So they'll rock that night. And then we go right into Atlas.
And then Atlas. And Atlas closes you out.
Atlas closes us out on
for
Thursday.
For Thursday night. Yeah. So that 75-minute set, you said?
2 hours for Atlas.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no, an hour and a half.
They get an hour and a half. Hey, that's still a great Atlas. Time. And this is all going down on Genesee Street. And guess what, people? It's for free.
For free.
My second favorite... F word. My second favorite F word. You know my first is? Focaccia. Yes, I got
all for free.
All for free.
All for free because of Adirondack Bank and Frank Mastrovito.
Very nice.
FX Grappara.
And everybody, you know, I get so sick of hearing everybody say there's nothing that ever goes on in Utica.
A lot of that has stopped, though.
A lot of it has stopped.
I've heard less of that
less
lately.
Less of it lately, yeah, because there is a lot more going on.
So much happening. So great.
That's so awesome.
So great.
So that's Thursday, and that's June 13th.
13th, okay. Yes.
I'm so excited to be talking about June because it just means summer's upon us. It's coming soon. This winter has just dragged on way too much. Mother Nature, can we get rid of it, please? Yes. Get it out of here.
Please.
Let's go. I'm sick of it.
I don't want to have to thaw my water every day.
I know.
Right. Oh, my God. So that's June 13th. It's a Thursday. Mm-hmm. Free show, Genesee Street, bringing it back the next day on June 14th on Friday.
So excited.
And then you're going to start at 11 o'clock in the morning again?
Yeah, well, we might start a half hour later that day because I have the band, the headliner, to load in. They need to sound check. And we need to get Uncle Charlie and the Meatballs up on stage set up. Yeah, so they're going to open up Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about them.
Big
Those
ups
guys
to Tony.
Cool.
Great dudes.
He's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Tony's a good guy, man.
I actually met him face-to-face the other night at Jerry's retirement party.
Nice.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. Nice. So,
and they've been rocking around for a while in different bands. Uncle Charlie and Meatballs is a fairly new band, maybe 2 years, three years old.
I don't think they've been around too long.
But they were playing in other bands like Sour Mash and something else.
Well,
yeah. Meatballs. The chicken just walked in and just looked at all the food, and his mouth pretty much fell to his knees.
Smells good, doesn't
again,
it?
Man.
Pick whatever. Take the chili bowl. Well, actually, don't, because I know your gas problem. Don't. Okay, so Uncle Charlie and the Meatballs, and they're going to start what, at noon? We starting that at noon?
You know, I'd like to get them started by 11:30.
11:30, okay.
But, you know, we'll figure it out. I need to talk to the band.
There's a little leeway there.
Yeah, I need to talk to the headliner.
Is that a stipulation? You got to set up the band and sound check part of the rider and everything? Okay, cool.
Yes, yes, yep, yep. And then I'm like bursting.
So
do you know how long I've been keeping this secret?
I know.
Although people know because I'm bad at it.
Well, good friends know.
Good friends
Inner
know.
Circle know.
Inner
I
want to
know.
You're going to know. You're going
to know. I'm getting anxious here.
Hey, we're still at noon.
At 11.
We're only at 11. We're at noon right now.
Her suspense is bigger than suspense.
Okay, so Uncle Charlie and the Meatballs.
So then Brian Malkern will come in.
Oh, I love Brian.
Yeah, right?
Can I just tell you what a great soul that man is?
Yeah.
He is a beautiful person.
I haven't met him personally either, but I am really, he's just, I'm happy to have him in.
Yeah, I love him.
So those guys will come in. And then after them,
is he bringing a full band or is it just him acoustic? Or
no, I think he's bringing the full band.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
okay.
I asked him for the full band.
Yeah, and Brian's playing like a bunch of blues, Stevie Ray Vaughan, some Hendrix stuff like that.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. That'll be nice. And then from Brian's sound, we're gonna switch it up a little bit, and we're going to go into Grit and Grace.
Oh, good friends of mine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, he told me that.
Did he?
Dave told me that.
Did he?
Yeah.
those guys. In fact, we got to get them on the show to promote Summerfest when they come in. Jackie, I feel like those guys need some love out there because Grit and Grace, and I'm not a huge country fan, but they're not just doing country.
They're
do classic
country,
rock
though.
and stuff like that, touch on Skynyrd. And Jackie's one of the best like front person that there is.
And
she's a great singer and she's very energetic and she's out there and she's fun and they're all super cool. And big ups to my boy Bob Lett on bass too. Bob Lett plays bass in that band,
Well, Dave called me, and thanks to Mike Santa Lucia, who hooked me up with these guys. So Dave called me one night, and it was a perfect fit. They'll do their country, their classic rock, and then from there we'll go right into Lebrers. So
Lebrers, wow, which is an Allman Brothers tribute band. Everybody should know that.
Yeah.
So from Grit and Grace to Lebrers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a cool dichotomy right
cool?
there.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's a nice flow.
It is.
That's a real cool lineup.
That's like a rootin' tootin' good time right there.
I mean, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's solid.
Yeah. So, okay, you got... Grit and Grace, Lebrers, and then Lebrers then goes into the headliner.
It goes into the headliner.
Okay, and then what, do we want a drum roll or some shit?
Do we
shit,
want
or,
a drum roll?
Do we want to? I got some of this.
Let's go.
Yeah, there's a little bit of this. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? The band to be headlining at Utica Summerfest on June 14th. Oh yeah, baby.
He's ready.
Yeah, baby. The only white Motown band ever.
Well,
it is.
You know, I said that it was the only Rare Earth. So I said that it was the only white Motown band, but it was the only white Motown band to be successful.
Oh, okay. Just want to celebrate. We're going to be celebrating on Genesee Street this summer, June 14th. That's for damn sure.
All right, so I'm getting my bell bottoms out now.
So they're going to be playing all of their hits. They were on Motown from, what was it, 68 to 78, 79, something like that.
I'm going to keep dropping that all the time. That's one of my favorite songs right there.
It is one of my
you just made
songs.
Five of my uncle's day right now with mentioning that.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
They're all super psyched right now.
Yeah, so Rare Earth, I am so excited about them. And these guys seem to be just really down-to-earth guys. They sell their own merch.
Are they active? Have they been active?
Yes.
They have, okay.
And on my site, I took the ROS... for the bands, I took that off, and I had some videos of Rare Earth that I replaced with just summertime videos. So when I get back to the website later on tonight, I'll replace all that. And a couple of those videos are recent concert cuts, and they sound fantastic.
Nice.
Fantastic. They're full. They got the sax. They're great.
They're a six-piece, right?
6'5", yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Couple people checking in right now. Everybody's like, nice, awesome. Anthony Rico says he loves Rare Earth. So
my
come on down.
Boy.
And guys, can I mention
Thank
this one more time? This is all for free. All for free on Genesee Street, bringing back the vibe of good old summertime. Utica Summerfest, June 13th and 14th, featuring Rare Earth on June 14th. I am beyond excited. Beyond excited. It's going to be really good. We're going to have
a
funky good
time.
My mom's going to be psyched, too. She's a Motown queen.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have her dance. I'm going to get her out there shaking her ass.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
Mama's going to be shaking her ass.
It's going to be great.
Right now, she's sitting in her RV going, oh, this son of a bitch. But anyways, no, this is really, really exciting. Rare Earth on Genesee Street for free and sponsored by FX Caprero and Adirondack Bank.
And Adirondack Bank, right. Those are my presenting sponsors.
You did good,
Michelob,
G.
Thank you.
This is really good. I'm excited.
Thank you.
And if for people that don't know who Rare Earth is, go out and research.
You do know who Rare Earth is.
You do.
Some of the hints I was dropping.
Well, they got a lot of songs out there.
They do.
Like this one?
Like this one.
I'm going to play it all day. It's going to be.
Like this one?
I mean,
it's going to be in everybody's head.
The best clip.
How could you not love that? I can see everybody on Genesee Street like this, going side to side. Everybody like this. Come on now. Woo! Hands from side to side. Oh my God, it's gonna be awesome.
Awesome. You get ready, you guys. Get ready. That was actually the hints that I was dropping all week long. Really revolved around get ready. So when Motown approached Rare Earth, you know, they were kind of hesitant, and they were like, "Oh, I don't know," because a white band never really made it on a Motown label. Mm-hmm. So, they signed. And they signed under a Rare Earth label because Motown wanted to bring some more. They really wanted to cultivate that white crowd. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Rare Earth went on and they wanted an album. And back then in 1969, I made that comment when radio was radio. They really started making the radio plays went from like that 3-minute song, that typical song, to album cuts. So that's where the album cuts really started. And so Rare Earth put Get Ready on one full side of the album. Motown was like really hesitant about it, but they insisted. They were like, no, this is it. This is Get Ready was always the last song of their concerts when they played out.
Oh, yeah, their encore.
It was Get Ready.
Yeah.
That was their last song. And, you know, it became their thing. And people just hung out because they wanted to hear that song. That's a great song, you know. So they made it a full side of their album, and it was a huge hit. And I told you it sold, like, millions of copies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want to check out a great track? Check out I Can't Get Next to You. They cover the old Temptations song, which those Motown writers wrote those songs back in the day. Mm-hmm. But the Rare Earth was really cool because they brought a psychedelic feel to them as well.
Yes.
And they kind of stretched out their songs a little bit, like pre-jam band, if you will.
Yeah.
And they had that whole psychedelic vibe to it, but it was also just like deep funk.
Oh,
you know, it was nasty.
Yeah.
They were definitely ahead of their time.
They were like dirty, gritty funk.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it just brings you right to center.
Absolutely. Rare Earth. This is so exciting.
Rare Earth.
Go out there and listen to them if you have never heard of them. Can't Get Next to You is a great track. I'm Losing You. Can't Get Next to You. They covered a lot of Temptation songs.
Big Brother's another great song.
Mm-hmm.
Another great song.
Then they also do Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
I'm sure they played it.
Or no. Ball of Confusion, I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Yeah, Ball of Confusion they did, which is really, really good. But that's all going down June 14th. Rare Earth. It's free. I'm going to say that again. It's free.
It's free.
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 Free. All you got to do is find a parking spot and walk on over Genesee Street.
And on the website, there's the parking garage map again and all of that info. So,
Now, the cool thing, too, is and I just lost my train of thought. I totally lost my train of thought, but now I know what I'm talking about. You're doing a meet and greet.
Yes. So I started saying that these guys are just so down to earth and they're really cool. And so I talked to their booking agent, and that's what they said.
Meet and greet.
They sell their own merch.
That's incredible.
So that'll be kind of cool. I hope it's them that's going to come and sell their own merch that night, because a lot of times people want the shirts autographed and they'll be there to do it. But beyond that, the band is going to do a meet and greet. And so we're going to give away a couple tickets to the meet and greet.
The comments are pouring in, and we'll get to them in just a little bit. Uh-huh. Jimmy Johnson's asking how much. And how much is it, guys?
Free.
Thank you.
Jimmy Johnson's asking? Yeah. He likes free stuff.
Yes, he does. You know what Jimmy Johnson loves? Free beer.
Free beer.
Anyways, this is going down on June 13th and 14th, Utica Summerfest. Give the website and all that you have, how they can get in touch with you and check out the lineup and all that shit.
So UticaSummerfest.com. Just give me a little while and the complete ROS will be up. Can reach me on Facebook, The Event Co. LLC, my personal Facebook, Gina Scampone. Could you message me either way?
Cool. Excellent. You got your whole team assembled for this again, right? Your sister, your family, everybody helping out.
Yeah.
You had your mom doing merch last year.
Mom did merch
How
this
cute
year.
Was she?
Yeah, right? She was all dressed up.
Yeah, Trevor, she loved it, though.
She came all dressed up, all Jimmy Buffett out.
I think she loved it.
She did. Yeah. She did. Well, my parents are always there for me. Yeah. Always. My sister and Dan, too. So I'm lucky there. So, yeah, you know, the cool thing is I'm lucky because, you know, a lot of these things run with committees and meetings and all of this other stuff. I kind of, I shy away from that. You know, I have certain people that I go to. They're my go-to people, you being one of them. I mean, really, how many times do I call you? Z, what do you think about this? Z, what do you think about this? You know?
Seems like it's daily. But I love it. I love it. Well, I love the fact that you can actually confide in me with that kind of stuff. And, you know, we get together and we're like two old Italian women. Just yep, yep, yep. But anyways, yep, yep, go on.
And I have, you know, my security team. I got a great LB security. Same thing, constantly asking Nikki about certain things that need to be done, the logistics of the festival, how things are going to run. Joe Finelli, I couldn't do this without him.
Definitely not.
Could not do this without him. I mean, I don't have to worry about a thing. So really, big ups to Joe. Thank you. My food trucks, you know, I have...
you got some coming back from last year?
Yes.
Yeah, Tommy coming back.
Tommy's coming back.
Doughboy Barbecue, our Charlie's good friend, back. My brother.
Yep, Doughboys. It's a Utica thing. A
break from the grind.
Break from the grind.
Bill Balsamico is coming back with the kettle corn and
popcorn
the lemonade.
Guy, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's such a nice man. He's a real nice man. So he'll be there. So, and, you know, they're coming in. I did get a couple other people contacting me, and I really want to get those people in, though. Mm-hmm. I want to get those food trucks in. And I would love to see some restaurants come in, too. Absolutely. I would love to see some brick and mortar set up like good old summertime used
well,
to
last
do.
Year you had a tear down, too, but this year you get to keep it all blocked
this
off.
This year I don't have to do that.
No, that's
Thank
great.
You to Mayor Palmieri and yeah. the UPD. Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much.
You know yeah. what's going to happen June 14th? We're going to be lighting them up down there on Genesee Street. That's for damn sure.
For free.
For free. I'm super excited. This
Thank
is it.
You.
This is like, can I just tell you, this song right here is like a mom clean the house on a Saturday song when I'm a kid. I'm serious. This is like, this is what we were cleaning the house to when I was growing up. Eight-track tapes. And records and stuff. But then... Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going to show you how I am the best dancer in the 315 on June 14th. I'm going to get down. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is
going to be on.
I don't even care if it's raining.
Don't say that. It is Utica after all.
One of the very best concerts I ever saw was in the middle of a hurricane, and it happened to be a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
So Dave Borges saying, Gina, you rock. And Anthony Thank Rico you, saying, get ready, get ready, get ready. Dawn Ryan is going to be shaking her ass on Genesee Street.
Yay.
So is Roslyn, of course. Roslyn's going to be out there. Yeah, we know Roslyn's going to be out there shaking her butt. So is Art, and Jimmy Johnson wants to know how much. And we told him,
it's free.
There you go. My boy Ray from Outlier checking in, and he says he heard there might be a big show in July, too. As a matter of fact, we're putting together a nice little metal show that we're going to be doing on Varick Street.
Nice.
With we're bringing up his band coming up from North Carolina, old school friend of mine. He's doing huge things down in North Carolina
nice.
with his metal band, and we got a couple of local bands. We're going to bring him up, and we'll talk about that as the time comes. But Ray, I'm really excited to put that together.
Cool.
Jimmy Johnson saying, damn right, his favorite price?
Free
99. Free 99. Hey, Allison is checking in. Hi, Allison. Good to hear from you.
My friend.
She says, rock on, kids. Good to hear from you, Allison. Hey, everybody out there, do us a quick little favor, too, and help spread the word of Utica Summerfest. Click the share button, please. It would help spread the word of the D and, of course, Utica Summerfest and Rare Earth coming to town, baby. I'm so excited. Dina is saying she's coming home for this.
Hey, D.
You got to.
You have to now.
Yes.
You have to.
You got to.
I would love that. Yep.
Please lower that. Thank you. Let's see. Steve McNally saying he likes free. Who doesn't like free? It's like I said, it's my second favorite F word.
Well, you got 2 days of free, Steve.
Focaccia,
yeah. Lots going on for Utica Summerfest. That's right, Rosalind. And we're really excited to be a part of it. Also, we got to mention that Dee's going to be down there broadcasting.
Absolutely.
We're going to be down there doing our thing. We did last year when we sat there with Al Schneer from Mo, who was pouring beer last year for you guys.
He did.
Al from Mo was like this major rock star out there. You know,
how awesome was that?
And he's pouring beer for the American Cancer Society.
He was.
He's so humble, and he loves where he comes from. And it shows.
Awesome.
And it shows.
Awesome.
So he got down and he talked to us for a while
on
the podcast.
Well, they'll be back. The American Cancer Society will be pouring for me again.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really excited
about excellent.
That.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
You make a donation, partial proceeds
yes.
type of thing
yes.
goes to the Cancer
yep.
Society. That's
percentage goes to the Cancer Society.
That's really cool. So. Dina's saying that's her birthday weekend.
Don't uh-oh. Figure.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Somebody's hitting the wall that night.
Oh, boy.
Ray Ray's saying she's super excited about it, too. It is going to be really good, man. They have a little Motown down on Genesee Street. It's going to be a funky good time.
Motown slash classic.
Classic. And I Atlas mean, and Le Brer's and Grit and Grace. I mean, your lineup is stellar. It really is. Way better
you.
Than last year. Not that last year wasn't great, because it was. You had Jimmy Vivino from Conan O'Brien's band.
Right.
And he rocked. He was great.
He did. He rocked.
He was super cool
he
to
rocked.
Hang out with. He was very nice. But this year's lineup definitely leveled up.
Yes. You know, last year I had a limited amount of time. I had a breakdown set up every day. The logistics were so... it was a lot.
You had to do that every day?
Every day for 3 days.
Build and then tear down. Build and then
tear
down.
Every day?
Yeah.
Every day.
That's terrible.
Wow.
But now that it's only 2 days, which is good, you know, longer time. So then you get everything blocked off, so it's less work.
It's less work. Mm-hmm. Well, and you can do so many different things. Like, I could never put a real stage on Genesee Street and then tear it down every single day.
Right.
You just can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, so we had the band shell and we worked with what we had,
mm-hmm.
and the city was great, you know, with everything that they allowed us to do. And I'm excited that it went so well last year, and so they're given a little bit more, and I appreciate it.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you doing good things for the city.
Thank you.
And on behalf of everybody in Utica, thank you, Gina,
thank you.
Putting this together, because this is stuff that we need around here.
Thank you.
My boy Anthony Dardano checking in and saying, going to be epic. And he's right. It's going to be epic. And this is a great band, Rare Earth, that you could bring the whole family to. You know your parents like Rare Earth.
Right.
I know mine do.
Right.
You know, and your uncles. And it attracts the older audience. And then once people hear who they are, they're like, oh, I know that song.
I
and
know
of
this
course
song.
They're going to come
I
down.
Know this song.
They're
right.
going to come down
right.
like this song.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it in everybody's heads today. I want it in all your heads. And when it is in your head, you could put on your calendar, they're playing on Genesee Street June 14th.
In your car on the way home.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Terry McNally saying, fun in the sun. Woohoo, Utica Music Fest. Yep, absolutely. Utica Summer Fest. It's going to be a great time. I'm really excited. Dina saying she's proud of you and she loves you.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you, Dina. And everybody, again, one more time, if you could do us a flavor. Do us
a
quick little favor and click the share button and help spread the word of Utica Summerfest, the D, and also our friends from Break from the Grind for bringing us all this
thank
delicious
you
food
thank
today.
You. Thank you for letting us just show up.
Yeah. Tasty food today, man. You can show up whenever you want. If you're bringing food like this, that door's open daily for you, pal. Daily. I'll forget about all those drunk times you spent in my bar. How many times I had to drag you out of there? Nah, I'm kidding, Daryl. You've always been
see,
you've always been a great friend.
It happened at Coleman's, too.
He hasn't really forgotten them.
You've always been a great friend, man. You've always taken care of me with food throughout the years, so I appreciate our friendship, and thank you so much, man.
Thank you for letting us on.
And where are you guys going to be set up tomorrow? You said you're going to be set up somewhere.
Utica First tomorrow.
Utica
First Insurance up in Oriskany, up by the Homeland.
Oh, out by Dry Road in that area out there? Okay.
Every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we are in the New Hartford Shopping Center.
All summer long. Out in front of Herb Phillips. Well, not in front of Herb Phillips.
Outside of our Herb Phillipsons in the parking lot there.
Hey, if they mention the D, will you give them an extra pickle or something?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Cool. All right,
so
you hear that?
That's your free pickle.
That's your free pickle.
If you mention the D, they'll give you an extra pickle. I like it.
And then Saturday, we're down at the Indoor Farmers Market in Hamilton, New York at Perry's Hardware.
Oh, cool. So you guys are all over the place.
All over the place. All
right. Friday night, we'll be out near the Green Onion out in that neighborhood on Friday night.
Is that something you guys are going to do in the summertime? Maybe Saranac Thursday?
Yep. We'll be down there.
On Verk Street. We got a bunch of concerts going on this year. And that's the one thing.
There's stuff that's going on in like the South Utica area that nobody heads up there. So we'll kind of.
That was the one thing we were lacking on the concerts last year. Is there was only like maybe one food truck, or it was Louis.
You can have Louis.
I would love Louis to come in.
Louis the gyro guy. He's everywhere,
Any business that wants to contact us, feel free.
Do you do catering and stuff like that?
We do small private party catering. We actually catered for the Buffalo Sabres when they were here for Hockeyville USA.
Oh, cool.
Me and Daryl. So we can say we did the Buffalo Sabres. So
right on.
That went very, very well.
Cool.
Very good.
Cool. One more time, give your social media addresses.
All right. You can find us at Break From The Grind, B-R-A-K-E, and we are on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah. And then hopefully you guys will join forces and come join Summerfest.
Absolutely.
June 13th and 14th.
Absolutely would love to.
Because you're looking for more vendors too, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And get in touch with the event co.
I want to get my food vendors in. Definitely. It's time for them to get lined up now.
We're in.
Did you say urine?
We're
not at the bar anymore.
You guys have been great. This is good. Everybody's pretty excited about this, Gene. A lot of people are chiming in today. And thank you so much for the support, people. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Click share. Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Twitch and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. We're all over the freaking place. You can find the D anywhere. Just search Disruption Network and we'll come running.
Let's give away a pair of tickets.
You want to give away a pair of tickets?
Let's give away a pair of tickets.
Yeah.
How can we do it? Let's do it.
I don't know.
A pair of tickets to the meet and greet.
Meet and greet. Now, when's the meet? Is it just prior to their appearance, or is it after the show?
No, the meet and greet is going to be prior to them taking the stage.
Okay. So, like, maybe they get, like, an hour before they go on stage and meet with the fans and sign autographs, take pictures and stuff. All right, how do we want to do this?
How do we want to do this?
How do we? You pulled this one out.
Let's see.
You definitely pulled this one out. I know.
Pick a number.
Yeah.
Pick a number.
Let's.
Somebody can call up and sing some of the song.
Yeah.
Those always worked well, right?
No.
No, those didn't work well.
We're not a karaoke station.
I'm very good at karaoke.
How about if I, I'm going to give a, can I just do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a pair of tickets to the first correct guess who was nice enough to keep it undercover when he did guess. So I'm going to give a pair of tickets to Danny Melito.
Okay.
I'll give a pair of tickets to the meet and greet.
All right. Boom. All there right? you go. Congratulations, Danny Melito. Mertz. Congratulations.
Still Yay. Riding.
Got yourself some meet and greet tickets.
Yay.
Get yourself a selfie with Rare Earth and put it on your book face, Dan. So it'll be good.
I want to do nice things with that meet and greet.
Yeah.
So,
And you do it, is it going to be like backstage type of thing? Or
you know, I would love to have maybe backstage. I have a couple ideas that I'm working out. And I also want to do like an after party, an official after party.
Okay.
Because we're going to have some bars that are going to have their after parties, and that's cool.
Yeah.
But I do want to have an official after party.
Okay. That sounds fun. We like parties.
If one of those bars wants to get in touch with me out there.
We like parties, that's for sure.
Do like parties. Do like beer. Do like bar. We like bars, too.
Yeah. And we
parties,
and we like
beer,
free music.
Free music.
And we got all of that.
There you go, my friend.
June 13th and 14th, the order of the day. Mark it on your calendars, people. Rare Earth is playing Genesee Street. Yay. And Gina, thank you so much for giving us the exclusive. Seriously,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. This is super cool. It's not like any other news stations are going to pick up on this anyway, so. Sorry, but.
You're always supporting me. You're supporting me. You're supporting the entire community all the time. You know, not just with the music and with this stuff and bringing everybody in and supporting other businesses, but even when you went out and did your clean sweeps with Mayor Palmieri and
which we'll be doing that again.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are all over the place, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's rename it Love Fest.
He's blushing.
No, it's been good. It's been really good. But I do got to give love and respect out to Genesee Joe, 92.7 FM The Drive. He's always been there. He supports local more than any of us. And he's always there for everybody. I could just reach out to him and be like, hey, Joe, I need this, this, and that. And it's done.
Absolutely.
And there's no questions asked. And we got a great relationship with The Drive and continue to grow that relationship with The Drive. In fact, we're going to be doing some events together down the road, and we're talking about it. So big ups to The Drive out there and Genesee Joe, man. He's
a
gem.
Joe was down Summerfest last year.
He was your MC.
Yeah.
Is he going to MC again this year?
I hope so.
He's got
That'd
to.
That'd be nice.
He's got to. I mean, he's got to be your voice.
I can't think of another. Well, and Joe really coordinated the whole Mohawk Valley Blues Society thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So he was instrumental in helping me coordinate that.
So he's like on the board.
He's like on the board. Yeah.
We love Joe. You got to have him as your MC.
Absolutely.
He's the voice of Utica Summerfest.
He's Utica. Yeah. He's Utica music.
Right.
Utica radio.
Nobody's more Utica than Joe.
No. So you hear that, Joe?
Yes. We love you, Joe.
Are you doing your show
You're
right
probably
now?
Doing his show right now.
You know, the other day we were talking at Jerry's retirement party, and you know, again, I go back with Joe for so many years, and we were talking about how him and I, every time we take pictures, it's never a serious picture.
No.
It's either him grabbing my nipple or, you know, I got my finger in his ear or something really stupid. And it's been like this for like 23 years. Yeah. We've never taken a serious picture, and we're going to continue that streak.
I can picture that. I can picture that.
Yes. Michelle McSweeney is saying sweet and love fest and hi to everybody. Thank you so much. Again, if you guys can help us out, just click the share button and help spread the word of the D. Utica Summerfest, break from the grind. A lot of activities today, guys.
A lot of
I love days like this.
A lot of activity out there.
I love days like this.
Well, we just need the weather to get warm.
Indeed. Oh. Indeed. And then, Steve, I want you to come back because you and I got some really, really good content coming up. You got some travel you want to talk about, and you've been traveling a lot for many, many years.
Oh,
well, we're going to get into that. So after we're done here, let's set up a date, and we'll get you back on. And, Daryl, thank you again for so many years feeding me today. And
you know, it's just what it is. I mean, our
Thank
whole.
You very much.
See, you got T-shirts.
Idea behind this whole was it just kind of over the years got, or I'm sorry, over the last year it got from let's do this to let's do it as local as, and you know what, let's get everybody involved.
Yeah.
And that's just what you got to do nowadays.
We're all in this together, man.
We're all in this together.
Yep.
There's nobody else going to help us out but ourselves.
And that's absolutely the truth.
You just got to keep doing it.
And
we'll be all over Utica, Oneida County, Madison County. We'll be all over the place.
Exciting.
Tompkins County.
We're
going to
go down to Ithaca a couple times. Yep.
That's where you guys need to be, the music festivals.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The perfect one is
Summerfest.
Summerfest. That's going to be the perfect one. We're really excited. June 14th, people, go down 13th and 14th down to Utica Summerfest on Genesee Street. We're having a party.
And it's free.
Free.
And it's free. I'm going home to clean my house now. Every time it triggers it. It triggers it. Every time I hear the song, I want to just go clean something. All those apartments on Genesee Street, when they're playing, I'm probably going to go up and clean them for them. Get them all ready for turndown service, if you will. But, this is going to be a good time. Thank you so much to everybody for coming in today. Break from the grind, Utica Summerfest. Go check out the Event Co. Go like Utica Summerfest Facebook page.
Can I give a shout out to my sponsors again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Presenting sponsors, Adirondack Bank and FX Caprara. Frank Mastrovito with FX Caprara would not be possible without them. Thank you. The Ultra Beer and Cider Garden, Michelob Ultra. I'm so excited for this. There's going to be a lot of good stuff on tap. They're actually sitting down and planning it and really putting a lot into it. They're going to bring in some of their breweries as well. Omegang, Southern Tier, psyched about that. Some of my other sponsors, United Healthcare, Stewart's is going to be there. I'm excited about them. JK Lumber, Dark Angelo, who am I forgetting? The Mohawk Valley Blues Society. Who else am I forgetting? Somebody.
Disruption Network.
Well, and then my media. So Disruption Network, PJ Green, and WTR TV 20 as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Gina. This is going to be really good. And then when we get closer, of course, you're coming back on so we can get amped up. And then she's going to line us up with a Rare Earth interview. So we're going to have them come on the show really, really soon. And I'm going to grab some more of your artists to come on and, and promote for sure. Definitely Grant and Grace. Yeah. I love those guys. Such good people.
Oh,
and Brian Mulkern.
Nice
and yeah, absolutely. Got some good stuff going on.
Nice.
Before we get out of here, love and respect out to my friends over at EJA Moving Company, the professional movers. Call them today at 315-335-0516. When you're ready to move and relocate, have Eddie do all the work for you. Have him do it. I mean, tell you, the guy's a logistic guy. If you want to move to, like, say, Bangladesh, Eddie will move you there. If you want to move to, like, Sacramento, Eddie will move you there. Say you want to go to Guatemala, Eddie will bring you there. He's that damn good. You can hit him up online at ejamoving.com. And also, much love out to my boys over at Nye Volkswagen in Rome. Mention the D over at Nye Volkswagen in Rome, and they're going to shave off $250 off any vehicle purchase, which, in fact, I am heading up there because my truck blew up on me yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So I'm going up there and going to get myself into a brand new VW, compliment of my friends over at Nye Volkswagen in Rome. Hit them up, nyevdubofrome.com. And like I said, mention the D, mention Disruption Network up there, and they're going to give you a nice little discount. Compliments of your friends here at Disruption Network. Also, my good friends over at the John Devereaux Tavern, the Dev. We had many good nights at that place, huh, G?
Many good nights at that place.
We used to tear that place up. Yo, if the walls could talk, they probably would not let me into that place. But anyways, the John Devereaux Tavern always has a great music lineup on the weekends. And coming up tomorrow for Happy Hour, Carson Murphy. And then Saturday night, my good friends in the Old Main. So if you want to go check out a great band, the Old Main is where it's at. I love what they're doing, man. Great, great band. So go check out the John Devereaux Tavern. They always got drink specials, and they're located at 37 Devereaux Street in Utica. I'm going to be here tomorrow. We're doing a show tomorrow. We're doing a drinking and driving show. I'm going to get drunk, and I'm going to drive. With no truck.
With no truck.
No, actually, my good friend and attorney, Dave Longaretta, is going to come in, and we're going to do a little drinking experiment. I got a couple friends coming in. I got Joe Early from Taylor and the Cook to mix us some drinks, and we're going to get really drunk and take breathalyzer tests at the end. Ooh. That's the plan. Maybe do walk the line or try to say the alphabet backwards. I can't even say the alphabet frontwards sober, but they're going to try to make me say it backwards drunk.
Remember,
so
one martini isn't enough. Three is too many.
Right. And don't take one of nothing, right? So we're going to be here. I got a couple friends coming in, and it's going to be a good time. I think Tommy's coming down to drink with us.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
Yeah, and my good friend Stacy Waterman and a couple other people. So we're going to tear it up tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to EC Radio tomorrow. I don't normally do a show on Fridays, but free alcohol, mine as well.
Free alcohol.
Free.
Yeah. Hey, free. I want to remind everybody you can listen to this podcast and previous podcasts of EC Radio at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all the social medias. All you have to do is search Disruption Network, and we come running. We're on Apple Podcasts and Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. Everywhere where you pretty much hear podcasts, you can hear Disruption Network. Gina, one more time, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And yeah.
I can't wait.
We're going to rock it out. June 13th and 14th, people. Get it going on. Mark it on your calendars. We're going to be doing it up. Big ups to my friends over at Utica Coffee as well. WakeTheHellUp.com. Love them. Saranac as well. Got a lot of great sponsors, and I appreciate all your support, and your support, too, for listening, sharing, liking, commenting, subscribing, and doing all that other stuff. We are out. Thank you so much for listening. Share, like, click, subscribe, like I said. Break from the grind. Utica Summerfest. We'll see you soon.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
EC Radio.
Only on the D.
Hey, baseball fans, are you counting down the days to opening day? Well, Disruption Network has you covered. The Baseline, the D's own baseball podcast, is back with Season 2 and all new episodes all season long. Sunday nights, 7:30 p.m. on the D. Get your baseball fix as JP and SPG run down the news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get fantasy tips, player rankings, team previews, interviews, and more. You can catch the Baseline and all of Disruption Network's programming by checking out DisruptionNetwork.net, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, Facebook, and Stitcher. Keep it inside the Baseline all season long, only on the D.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving, relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at NYVWofRome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at disruptionnetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.